This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Kids Direct is run by two entrepreneurs who have poured their heart, soul, and a lot of their own moolah to help solve a problem they believe passionately in and face themselves. It's been 4 years, and just as they were ready to launch their app, the pandemic hit. Now it's a sink or swim situation. Will they be able to bring the vision to life to help us all live in the present so that we can make memories with the people we love, especially our little ones? I'm here with one of the co-founders, Razlan Daud. Nice to speak to you, Razlan.
Hi, good morning, Frida. Thank you so much for having me.
This is going to be an interesting story, but where did the inspiration come from?
This is a true story. So the inspiration actually came when my family and I went on our very first holiday, and it was in Sydney. So we went over there. The reason why we chose Sydney was because my sister was over there, and we haven't seen her for about a year. So we decided, let's, you know, all go as a family to Sydney for a holiday. And when we were in Sydney, we realized that, you know, there was a lot of activities that you could do together with your children as a family. So, you know, our agenda for the day, you know, would be planned out. But, you know, in between from destination A, B, C, to D, there were always little things that we could do with our children as a family. Now, when we came back to Malaysia after our holiday, my daughter kept on asking, you know, when can we go back on a holiday? When can we go back on a holiday? And I was like telling her, I said, you know, we can't always go on holiday, you know.
Why not?
It's not something, you know, because of work, you know, the time and the distance and, you know, how much it would cost. So I told her that, you know, we'll go for a holiday, you know, in the near future. Now, at the same time, when all this was going on, my business partner, Lina. So what she would do is when she would come back to Malaysia, she would always ask me things like, hey, you know, what is there to do? What can I do here with my kids, you know? And I would tell her, I said, you know, you can bring them to the mall. And she'd be like, huh, what do you mean? What do you mean bring them to the mall?
Standard.
Yeah, that's what all parents do, you know, we go to the mall. You start your day by going there, you bring them, you know, to the kids' gym or, you know, the play gym or, you know, something
you
there. Then you
lunch,
go for lunch.
Then you go
yeah,
watch a
you
movie.
Have lunch. Yes, exactly. And, you know, we really, and I told her, this is what you do. And she's like, no, you know, there has to be something else that we can do besides going to mall. I said, look, you know, that's what we do here in Malaysia because that's what we call, you know, spending time with your family. Right. And then it was at that point that I realized that because she used to, you know, she would say that, you know, don't you go to the park? Don't you, isn't there anything that you can do here as a family? You know, like cooking classes or, you know, art classes. I said, yeah, sure, you do. But, you know, you enroll in the classes, you leave your kid there and then, but you don't do it together. That's what I told her. And it was at that point that I realized that, you know, actually what my daughter had meant when she said, you know, going on a holiday is actually spending time and doing things together.
Right.
Yeah. So, because what we do here is when you go to the kids' gym, you know, the kids will be running inside, but the parents won't be inside. The parents will be outside. So we'll be either on our phone, you know, checking on work, you know, talking to other parents that are there, but the children will be on the inside doing their own thing. And I think that's also how things are done here. Yeah.
Okay, so for me, I'll be getting a massage. But anyway. I get what you mean. So, and then, so you got together with Lina, and now, not having a tech background, why decide to create an app? And did you call in any additional help in this area?
Well, so the thing is, when Lina kept on saying that, you know, there has to be something that you can do, you know? So, what we did was, you know, so, again, so there's no rule book to parenting, right? So you can have three kids, but you raise them as individuals. Right? So we decided that, you know, we should take the same approach to this app. So it can't be just something which is a routine for all parents to do. So what we did was we started doing our research and we started thinking, okay, you know, what can we do to provide all these things for parents to do. And we found that there was no single entity that provided that. Yeah. So, like, if you just say, for example, right now, you like Lena comes down and she goes, okay, so what can I do today? So if she searches this on Google, you have a list of things that come out. 10 things you could do as a family. But 9 out of 10 times when you're looking for something to do at the very moment, you will always find that it's either far away from where you are, or it's a package that you need to book in advance, or it's something that you might not be able to do as a family.
Right.
And we realized that this was an issue. Like, you know, if you have, like I have 3 kids, right? And they sleep at different times. They take naps at different times. So going out is always a task. So when I do get that rare occasion when they're all awake at the same time, what can I do? And it's at that time when, you know, information about what I can do then at that time is always going to the mall. And that's why we thought, you know, no one's addressing this issue. So we are going to address this
right.
issue.
So, but there, so there are options available for family get-togethers. They are. It's just that we don't know that they are around.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
So, yeah, a good example that I can give you would be, okay, so for example, you know, we go for birthday parties because that's the kind of parties we go for right now, right? So, and you know, when we attend our friends' birthday parties, oftentimes it's, you know, the husband's got his own set of friends, the wife's got her own set of friends, and they're all there for their kids. Now, there's this thing called, there's this session that I call, what did you do today? So when all of us dads, we, you know, we'll be held up, you know, eating cake, and we say, okay, so what are the things that you do today, you know, with your kids? And there's always one dad who would say, oh, you know what? I actually found this place that I went to, and you know, it is child friendly. The baby seat is like always clean, never covered in food, and you know, the children's food menu is, you know, abundant, and you know, and it's really great. My kids had a really good time. Now, when he gives you that information, you're gonna think, okay, finally, there's something that I can do apart from the normal routine that I normally do. So I'm gonna do it, and of course, you know, as a parent, he's not going to tell me something which is not going to be convenient for me because I'm in the same situation as he is. He has got kids, and whatever information that he's going to give me is going to be precise. So I'm going to take that information, and I'm definitely going to give it a try. And oftentimes when we do that, we find that, oh my goodness, you know, there's this something new that we did, but it's not mentioned when you search for it online. You know, this kind of information is never around.
Okay, so this is building that community, right?
Yes, that's right.
Right. How long did it take for you to develop this app, and what were some of the hiccups along the way?
Oh gosh, Freda, this, you know, it's taken us to date about 4.5 years to get to where we are today. Yes, 4.5 years. Now, the reason why it took us this long is because, as you know, Kids Direct is self-funded by both Lena and me. So what we did was, you know, when we decided to go into this journey, we did a bit of research and we realized that, you know, we wanted an app. We knew that that's what we wanted. We wanted an app. We didn't want anything else. So who could develop the app? So we knew that game programmers could churn out really fast work. So we actually got together with a developer, a gaming developer, and we discussed what we wanted to do. Now, no doubt that they churned something out really quick, but we realized that, you know, it was not what we wanted because it was full of shortcuts, you know. And you and as a parent, you know that, you know, in raising a kid, if you do take shortcuts, you're somehow rather down the line, you're going to pay for it, right? So we did. So we decided that, you know, okay, maybe this isn't the right fit, you know, to build this app. So after about a year plus with this developer, we decided to end it and move forward with another developer. So this time, what we did was, with the little experience that we had, we actually hired a consultant who spoke the tech language. So we thought, okay, you know, we worked with a gaming developer. Now we can speak to a consultant, tell him what we experienced, and he'll be able to point us to the right direction. Now, with this consultant, you know, the relationship was really good, but as a consultant, he wanted what was best for the app too, because one of the things we wanted to do was to develop the app fast. you know, we wanted it to be out there. We didn't want to be the last person out there, right? So out of, just say, the feature in the app, we wanted A, B, C, D, and E. The consultant would tell us that, you know, you can only do A, C, and E. You got to leave B and D out first. But after discussing this with Lina, you know, we were going about it back and forth. We realized that, you know, it still can't be that way. Mm-hmm. We needed something where you could have A, B, C, D, and E, everything for a parent to use. So after going back and forth with this developer for about 2 years, then we decided to part ways because, you know, it wasn't progressing. Mm-hmm. And so from there, I was like telling Lina, I said, you know what, Lina, this is a bit difficult. You know,
right.
we've sunk in you know, some fair amount of our cash. You know, so right now it's time for us to recuperate again and start saving up again before we can move forward.
Right.
So I actually thought that, oh, you know, that was it. But Lina, she's a bit optimistic, you know. Lina, she's a very optimistic girl. So what she did was when she went back to UK, you know, after about 2 weeks after I had the discussion with her, she told me, hey, Razlan, guess what? I said, what? I think I found our guys. What do you mean? And she said, I think I found the guys that can build the app the way we want it. And I was like thinking,
not again.
Yeah, you know, and this time I was thinking, you know, they're in UK, so how much is this going to cost us, right? So then she said, look, you know, before you start making assumptions and jumping the gun, how about we sit down and you have a chat with them? So that's what we did. You know, we sat down, we had a chat with them, and I don't know how to put it in words, Freda, but it felt right.
Right.
You know, speaking to them and then listening to them say what, you know, what they're going to do, what are the stages, stage 1, 2, 3, 4. It was as though they took everything out of, you know, my mouth and just laid it down on the table. So it was perfect. I was like, oh my God, I think she's right. I think these are the guys. So after, you know, going back and forth, discussing, you know, see how we're going to get things done, and voila, here we are today.
Right.
And, you know, those guys really fit the bill. You know, they managed to produce the app exactly how we wanted it to be.
Right. Okay, if there were three words or a tagline to describe Kids Direct, what would it be?
It would be real time. It would be safe. And it will be fun.
All right. And we'll talk more about this in just a moment. I'm here with Razlan Dawood from Kids Direct. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Blockbusters for me. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to Open for Business. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. I'm here with Razlan Dawood from Kids Direct. And just before this, what was it again? Real time? Fun?
Real time.
Fun,
yes.
And?
And safe.
And safe. So this is an app they're looking at getting families together, doing activities together. Now, so you were all ready to launch and then wham! The pandemic, right? So,
a small thing called the pandemic.
The worldwide pandemic. Yes, tell us how did this affect plans?
Oh my goodness, Frida! You know when you know, just when we thought we were, you know, getting things along, right, and then we were hit by the pandemic. Now, at that time, I still remember the date in March 18, when there was an announcement to say that we were going into MCO. I was crushed, you know. I called Lina up and I told her, I said, you know, that's it. You know, there's no more towel for me to throw in, because this was basically it. And then she was like saying, no, I think, you know, we can work around it. And I said, how can we work around it? The fundamentals of this app is for parents to go out, find hidden gems, spend time with their children, do fun things, you know, to explore. That's what the app is about. And if we are all stuck in the house and we are not allowed to leave, and because it's for our safety, what do we do?
Right.
And Lina was saying that, you know, And I said, for the first time, this is not only happening in Malaysia, it's the entire world. It's not like it's different there, you know. So how do we move forward? Mm. And again, you know, I'm quite lucky with the fact that Lina is, again, as I mentioned, she's very optimistic. Mm. And she's like, look, you know, we got this far. Just remember the amount of hard work and all the pain that we went through. We got this far. Mm. We are not giving up. Just because there's a pandemic. I laughed when she said that. I was like, right, okay, let's not give up because of the pandemic, you know, that's happening throughout the world. But what had happened was, basically during this pandemic, you know, I needed to go out to buy, you know, groceries. Mm. And there was a lot of SOP that you needed to follow. And one of the things which I realized that had happened was when I went to the supermarket, there was a really long line. I'm not sure if you can remember at that time in March, you know, going to the supermarket was like going for a rock concert. You know, you have to queue up so long. And by the time you get in,
it's the mosh pit.
It's the mosh pit and there's nothing left.
Right.
So I remember I got all the stuff that I needed, but I needed to get baby milk powder. Mm. I needed to get some wet wipes. I needed to get, you know, some baby shampoo and stuff. And it was not there. It was all finished. I remember I called up my wife and I said, you know, I've got some bad news. I said, I've got like stuff that we need like to eat and stuff, but you know, we don't have any of the baby stuff that you wanted me to get for the kids.
Mm.
You know, it's all finished. And I said, for me to go to another supermarket, I think it's going to take quite long. So how? You know, I was like panicking. Mm. Then my wife said, like, it's okay. Why don't you just go to the Speed Mart near our house? You know, you can get the stuff there.
Mm.
And I said, what? What do you mean? I said, yeah, you can get those things there. So what I did was I left the supermarket with all the stuff and I went to the Speed Mart near our house and I saw all this stuff. So obviously I didn't know about it, but my wife knew about it, right?
Mm.
And then that's when I told Lina, I said, hey, Lina, you know, one of the things which the app is supposed to do is for parents to discover things that they want other parents to do, right?
Mm.
So why don't we discover all these small sundry shops around us?
Right.
So it's useful information for parents that, you know, they don't have to go to the supermarket to get it. They can go to, you know, these kind of shops.
Mm.
And then Lina was like, hey, that's a good idea.
Right.
So what we did was, you know, we took to our Instagram and Facebook account, you know, and we made a video and saying, you know, telling parents, you know, hey, we're reaching out if you can help us discover the sundry shop near you so other parents can get basic baby essentials, you know, and things like that. And we found that there was like kind of a small movement that happened because parents were discovering all the sundry shops around their area.
Right.
And we were like, there's a new use for the app, right?
So it's a slight pivot.
Yeah, slight pivot, but you know, nonetheless, it serves the purpose that it's supposed to, you know, real time information, you know. Not entirely fun, but safe, you know.
Safe.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I want to know, right? What's your business model?
Okay, so the business model works this way.
Mm.
So we are obviously we have two sides to this. One side is for the parents. Now, for the parents to use this app, you know, it's free to download. And what you can do is it's providing information by parents for parents. The same way which I told you, like when you go to a birthday party, someone says you should try going here, and you go. So that's the model here for parents. But we also have another side of the Kids Direct app, which is for the merchants. Now, for the merchants, this is an advertising platform for them. Now, if they are in the business where it is fully for children, or you know, if you serve families, this is a platform for you where you can actually advertise whatever promotion that you want to, and your reach is 100% parents.
Mm.
Because many a time, even from what Lina and I found out is that, you know, yes, there are the social media platforms that you can advertise on.
Mm.
But, you know, you're not speaking to specifically parents. You're speaking to a wide range. Now, even on these other platforms, although I'm a parent, but on these platforms, I'm an individual.
Right.
I am Razlan. So, you know, your target might not necessarily meet me depending on what I click on my platform. However, with Kids Direct, our users, our downloads are purely parents. So if you were to advertise something like, you know, a kids gym or an online class that you are providing, this is the platform for you. This is where you can actually reach out to parents.
Right. So, and are you, what are the number of downloads at the moment?
Okay. So, so from the time we started, you know, our downloads were quite small. We started off at about 60 when we went live in November. And now this was done by our circle of friends, you know, my sister, my brothers, my cousins, you know, we were going all out on that because as I said, we are self-funded. We didn't have money for big budget PR and things like that. So it started off at 60. And during the MCO, when we decided to talk about the discovery for, you know, the Sunday shop near you, our downloads actually grew. And then the numbers grew up to about, you know, 100 plus user downloads. Today, after speaking to a few, we call them parent advocates, parents who really believe in the mission of Kids Direct, our numbers have grown to about slightly below, you know, 1,500.
Right. And are you looking for investors?
I would say yes, you know, at this point, we are open to look for investors because prior to this, we definitely have plans on where we want to take Kids Direct. But because it's self-funded, you know, we've got to wait till we hit the, you know, it's, we call the, our savings. We've got to hit that amount before we can do something. And usually when we try to hit that amount before we can do something, you know, there's a lot of things that come in between that breaks that momentum. So if you're asking me if we are looking for investors, yes, we are open to it because, you know, this can help speed up and elevate the on where we want to take Kids Direct.
And, okay, so I was going to ask future plans. Can you plan?
You know, future plans is something which, you know, I'm really afraid of to speak about. However, I think looking at how things have gone, I think future plans we have is this. Now, imagine a world where parents are supported, children are cherished, and the world is happier. So that's the direction that we want to go for in the future. We want Kids Direct to be a household name. Which means you as a parent, you won't need to rely on other search engines to find things to do. You'll just use Kids Direct and you know that, you know, you can do things right then, right now, and it's information by parents, for parents.
Okay. And, you know, I wish you all the best in, you know, as we progress in life and in the world.
Thank you so much, Frida. Thank you so very much.
We don't need any more surprises.
You know, well, I will say this, Frida, you know, any surprises that decide to pop up, you know, we'll take it like how a parent would take it when, you know, something pops up. We look at the matter, we assess it, we deal with it, and, you know, we move on.
Right. Thanks for being with us, Razlan Dawood from Kids Direct. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.